morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion Coffee with Ann. Yes, I had my coffee every morning at the beach last week. For me, there is nothing as peaceful as looking out at the ocean as the water rolls up over my feet in the sand. Renewing. But today I join you in my office, looking out the window with my morning cup. It's raining again. It seems every few minutes a pouring rain returns. Then the sun breaks through and the heavy humidity closes in. Then, after a bit, the clouds return and the pouring rain is back. I can see it coming down in big drops and at times at an angle. Oh, Lord, the rain is so beautiful. The leaves flutter under the drops, the birds in their nest rest under the protection of the branches. Then the rain slows, slows, slows to a sprinkle. The rain drips from the roof and there is a sound of distant thunder. Somewhere there is lightning, but not in my view from the office window. Now the rain has stopped again, only a few drops falling on the front walkway, but all is revived. The rain means life. The trees are lush and the flowers that seem so fragile lift their heads to the cool wetness. As a young child, I remember clearly being barefoot and feeling delighted at the rain falling on me and around me. There was no desire to hide from the rain or stay dry. It was a feeling of joy and freedom, exhilaration, and all that was beautiful and wonderful in nature around me. John 15:4. Jesus says, "Remain in me as I remain in you." Here Jesus uses the vine representing himself and the fruit-bearing branches, you and me, as an example of the vine sending its nourishment from the nutrient-rich water, his word, that climbed the branch so that it might bear abundant fruit. If we think of the rain as the essential element for all of nature to grow and flourish, we can perhaps understand the symbolism of water as the word of God, growing and flourishing our faith, our relationship with our Lord and the lives of others. God is in us, but for Him to be seen in us, we must spend time receiving nourishment from Jesus, the vine. Sadly, unlike the trees and flowers and growth around us, we humans are always finding ways to stay out of the rain, the nourishment of the vine. Our days are so busy, there just isn't time, we say. I need to take a break from the day or work, we say. I am guilty of these excuses. It is so easy to fall into some excuse or other. I'm not working, but other things are constantly interfering with my good intentions. My daughter mentioned in a conversation recently of recommendations of good shows to watch, that virtually every conversation she has with other people always ends up with sharing what folks are watching on TV or streaming. Of course, we all know that during the pandemic, streaming and watching movies on TV became a substitute for socializing. But knowing something about everyone else is not the same as realizing the fact that I fell into that pattern myself. Going to bed too late and not getting up early before the day grabs me with things to do. On top of that, summer trips and visitors have really messed up my time with the Lord. We talk, but I've not been reading and studying. And the worst of that is, I can tell, my mind feels blocked. My creativity's not coming through. And worse, the Lord's inspiration has not been available. My branch has not been receiving its nourishment from the Lord. He's available, but I have not been. John 15:4, remain in me as I remain in you. As the water nourishes the vine and the vine nourishes the branches, we are nourished by the daily soaking up of the Word of God and time with Him. Faith will grow, we won't be so fearful of the thunder of life, and peace will blossom in our lives and the lives of those around us if I will ask for Him, His help, in making our time together a priority instead of a second thought. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we are so grateful you know us so well that when we get off track, you patiently wait on us to realize how much we miss without daily time with you. If we are leaving you out of our day, it is really hard to hear your urgings for something you need us to do or say or notice, and thus the blessing of knowing you better and you're using us to share your love is missed. So, Lord, please urge us to sit with you, pray with you, and receive your nourishing waters. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.